at a glance where creatures dwelled and terrorized the common man. We've heard the tales of beasts of old, of goblin kings, of monsters and their evil plans. But Hob the Troll, he's a very happy soul. Though he's not fond of goats, he's guaranteed to tickle your funny bone. His teeth may be big, but it makes a bigger grin. He lives underneath a bridge, and he's a friend to just about everyone. Hob the Troll, you turn into his hump, and it will soothe.
Everybody, it's me, Hob the Troll, and I'm here with the Splatter Time Players.
Sploosh.
Yeah, you guys, how you fellas doing?
Feeling wonderful.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm okay. We were going to talk about the thing.
What, which thing were we going to talk about?
How you guys broke up.
Oh, yeah? You know, we haven't spoke to each other yet since we had the big fight.
Mm-hmm. Hey, make sure when we're talking, you talk at the microphone.
Like this?
Yeah. Or just in the general direction of the microphone.
He's playing video games and eating pistachio nuts. Listen, while doing an interview on a podcast.
Uh-huh.
If there's any, you can see the struggle for me, why I yep. had no choice but to leave.
Okay, well, you told me that I lacked balance in my life. So I'm balancing playing a game, eating, and talking at the same time. This is what you wanted.
I said you lacked balance physically. You have no ability to stand up without falling down on stage.
Well, it's great when it works, but when it doesn't work, then you get all like, I'm going to jump into the mud 8 times a day. That's what you sound like.
This is Tuggy Van Schmeckle. And lickety-splickety of the Splatter Time Players. And we're having kind of a group session. We're going to work some stuff out. As you can see, or rather hear, there's already some deep hostility. And
ooh, a text.
Lickety's already getting offers from other Feos. And
I wonder who's going to be your partner.
Well, that's why we should talk about this. You have both independently asked me to do it, and I don't think either of you know about it, but, yeah, why do you guys both want me as partners and not yourselves?
Since Tuggy is eating and playing video games right now, I'll go ahead and start. As you can see, I'm currently... contacting other venues to expand mm-hmm. our show.
Okay.
And as you know, we have a wildly successful stage act. Where we are right now at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
Right.
Has the largest attendance at the Mud Show, any other stage act. Partially because we show up early enough to take benches from other stages and just paint them blue.
Good.
So they look like they belong at our stage.
Yeah.
We just have physically a bigger audience, more of a place to sit down
mm-hmm.
is really what that's about.
I understand. You know, you do a great show, and then you guys kind of had it out.
Thank you. That was a burp.
If you were to perform with Tuggy, who would be in charge of negotiations?
I would.
Okay. Because, why? Because of the burp talking?
It's one of the things he said I should do.
All right.
Because he said I was very good at negotiating, and that's a plus on his side. Why I should join his? A plus for your side, Lickety, is that I'm terrible at it, and that you should do that.
Right.
I'm just flattered. Yes, go ahead, Tuggy Von Speckle.
Can I sweeten the deal?
I would love you to sweeten
for
the deal.
For your hobby, the trolling.
Yeah.
Do you want to be associated? Does the character, the licensed character, Hob the Troll, want to be associated with a show that's called the Spider-Time Players, which is a really good name, or my new show, The Mudbutts?
For those listening at home, Tuggy dramatically ate a pistachio. Is that kind of why you guys are having such a tiff?
There's so many reasons, but keep in mind when you do make this decision that Lickety does have all the contracts. I have none of the contracts, but
he's working something out with a Wild West themed show, 3-day show in Chicago.
Yep.
It happens in the middle of the city.
Oh.
So there's no mud involved with this particular mud show.
It's called the Custard Fair.
It's called the Custard Fair. But Tuggy only hears things in the reference of food.
Somebody say peanut butter.
That'd be another thing for you to eat into a microphone to upset our friends. I don't think our friends who have that problem listen to this show.
Hmm. Oh, the chewing thing?
Yeah. If you do, sorry about that.
Are you sorry? You still have pistachio in your mouth.
Yeah, well, I'm done with my snack, so we're good now.
Do you still take commercial breaks?
I can.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hob the Troll is brought to you today by Hair Stop Growing, a cream hair from growing.
If you want your hair to stop growing, put this on your stupid fat sweaty head. It'll make the hair stop growing out of your doopity head. Yeah.
And we're back.
Oh, thank goodness.
That was Tuggy, what were you gonna?
Well, like, I was listening to that commercial, and it put a lot of things in perspective for me. It was really eye-opening. I realized that the Mudbutts doesn't have a future.
On account of the fact that you have no contracts, no script, no connections, and you burp talk all your negotiations.
I tried to power move the power champion. And I am bad at this, and I was wondering if you'll have me. I'd love to have you. And splatter time, pleasies.
Oh, you make it so difficult.
What about if I sweeten the deal?
Okay.
He's pretty good at doing that.
And give you $100.
You gonna outwardly bribe me to hire you back?
All right. $200. See, I can negotiate too, Bendeja.
This is interesting.
Do you have a counteroffer?
I will let Tuggy give you $300.
Sold. I'm back in. Oh, it was the best day of my life.
Hey, Lickety.
Yes.
You owe me $100.
$50.
$200.
Get out of my house.
Please stop banging the microphone.
Okay.
Your van is a house.
Sounds great.
Good acoustics in here.
Yeah, really roomy. Mm-hmm. What's all this duct tape?
So what else would you like to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. So you guys have been having a wonderful time at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
Oh, we sure have so much.
It's been out of control. It's been out of control.
How are those new bleachers I built?
Oh, yeah.
Sturdy. Yeah. If I could boil it down to one word, it'd be sturdy.
Because this is what I did when I built them, is I just hired somebody else to build them. That's how you do that. That's success.
That is, you're able to, you know what it is,
right.
is that's ingenuity.
Uh-huh.
You know, but that's not going to be something that you're going to be able to do for very much longer. Once that wall goes up.
Are you talking about the fence wall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the Barrier at the Joust Festival.
That's right. It keeps people from coming into the Renaissance Festival without buying a ticket.
Oh yeah, there was a problem with that.
There has been a lot of holes.
Carlos is only one man. He can only throw people out.
But what a man!
Oh my goodness!
What a man!
He's so great.
Yeah,
terrifying. So scared of him.
Terrifying.
Yeah. You know what? I like to see. I'm glad that you both are smiling.
Mm-hmm.
See. That's all it needed to do is I had to threaten to drive a wedge between you two, and you're always like, nope, we want to walk together again.
Well, I realized I was wrong, and I messed up.
It's a biannual cycle that we go through.
Is there anything else we wanna walk through?
I've been dealing with some pelvic floor dysphoria lately.
Does that mean you like to go on the dance floor and really just shake it?
No, Tuggy. What that means is the muscles in my pelvic floor area, which mm-hmm. is between my anus and my scrotum.
Oh, for twerking.
Yeah, my brain does not communicate effectively. It causes what happens is it stays in a very very intense like tightened. So what I did was I went in and I got a Botox shot.
Oh, your butt brain and your head brain aren't communicating.
That's right. Like a brontosaurus.
Cool.
Not a thing. Like everybody knows, it's been scientifically proven the brontosaurus had a brain in its tail.
It didn't. It's not even a dinosaur.
And a brain in his head. If there was a paleontologist here, they would confirm it.
Incorrect.
I promise you.
All right. Beg to differ. It sounds like so. What I think we need to do is some relaxation techniques.
Okay.
Does that sound good for everybody?
Sure.
I don't do drugs.
No, we won't have to.
Okay.
All right.
Then I'm in.
That reminds me.
I want everyone to close your eyes.
Okay,
they're closed.
I want everyone to start on their toes. And I want you to think about how many toes you have.
Eight.
And, yep. I want you to think about... want you to... See, why are you so good at negotiating the
toes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Toes is my forte.
Wow, that flipped. That flipped it around.
He actually has 14 toes.
Yeah.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah, I was joking. He's not.
Oh, I know. But like if we can hold on. Let's stop the relaxation technique.
That's why I fall so much.
Oh, is it like you have more of them on like on one.
Yeah, nine of them are on one foot.
Everything makes sense.
The other 16 are on the other. I'm bad at math.
Yeah. I was going to... Okay. So we're going to close our eyes. Oh, see, I did it like you did.
Oh, you're a good negotiator.
Thank you. That'll cost you $100.
Sold.
All right. Our eyes are closed. We're taking another sip of our coffee. We are going to relax our toes and relax our feet. And relax our legs. And we're going to go to our fingers. We're going to relax our fingers. We're going to relax our arms and our elbows and our shoulders. We're going to relax our face.
I'm bored.
We're trying to help Lickety. And then we're going to relax our buttholes.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Guys, I'll be right back.
Another commercial?
Hi. Thank you for listening to Hob the Troll podcast. This episode is brought to you by Bubble Wrap Safety Helmets. A safety helmet for your head.
Bubble Wrap Safety Helmets. You want a party? You don't know how to have equilibrium? Bubble Wrap Safety Helmets. Put it on your head. Fall down.
Yeah, I have to get another sponsor, I think.
Who was that?
I don't know. Some guy.
Is classicshaving.com still a thing?
Nope.
All right.
How do you feel?
Me?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah.
I feel great. There are three more weekends at the time mm-hmm. of this recording.
Yeah.
The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Each time we perform the Mud Show at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival,
yes.
There's always the thought that this could be our last.
Oh.
Because we are genuinely surprised every year when they have us back.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're really excited to knock it out of the park out of the next 3 weekends.
But why would you be surprised when you have more people than just about everybody?
Because I feel like at any moment it's going to occur to them that we don't juggle or eat fire or walk a tightrope or any skill for that matter.
Lickety.
Yes.
The skill you bring is charm.
Mm-hmm.
It is a study in fluidity and aerodynamics of mud.
Goddamn right.
It is a study in friendship and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And it draws focus from when Manolete hits himself in the face.
I knew we wouldn't make it out of this Hopcast without bringing that up once.
I hope he's okay.
Hey guys, I'm back. What were you guys talking about?
We're talking about friendship. We're talking about communication. We're talking about Manolete getting hit in the face.
Oh yeah, he hit himself with a ball.
Is he okay?
Bola.
He's with a bola. He's okay. I do a show at the end of the day with him.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And he's the funniest part of the show.
Is he?
Yes.
But not on purpose.
No, on purpose.
Is it on purpose?
He's really funny.
Who else is in that show?
This guy named Ed.
Uh-huh.
He does a canon show normally, and he walks around and fixes things.
Very good.
He basically single-handedly has built that Renaissance fair with his bare hands. Him and Carlos, pretty much.
Right.
Him and Carlos and some other guys, and this guy named Rick,
mm-hmm.
and this guy named Jason Parker.
Uh-huh.
They pretty much all together built that Renaissance, but it's primarily Ed.
How far down this rabbit hole do you want to go?
All the way to the very dippy top.
Is this because you can't remember the names of all the other guys you perform with?
Yep.
Also, I remember because you have Emerus Fleet.
You got Emerus Fleet.
How's he doing?
He's good.
Does he remember his lines?
Yes.
Does he remember his lines?
Yeah. And then there's also
Harmless T. Jefferson.
There it is. Harmless T. Jefferson's the third.
Uh-huh.
And then there's also... It's Manolete's stage name.
Oh, it is Manolete.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I'd been calling him Manolete when we're not working. That's embarrassing.
His real name's Peter Suarez.
Oh, okay. I thought that was his character name.
No, that's staying in. That's staying in.
They're interchangeable. They're absolutely. It's like a reversible sweater from Old Navy. It sucks no matter which way you wear it.
Cool.
And sometimes Gwendolyn the Village Idiot, yes?
Yeah.
The understudy for all the roles.
Yeah. She
thank God.
Gwendolyn, the village idiot, sits in our front row and reads us our lines when we don't remember them.
She's so helpful.
She is by far the most talented person in that show.
Yeah. Hey, we used to date.
Head and shoulders. Head and shoulders.
Yeah.
Above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. That hurts a lot of people's feelings.
Manolete? Manolete? Ed?
Suarez.
Yeah. But yeah, so that goes really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the end of the day.
It's at the end of the day at the Seahorse stage.
Excellent. How's attendance? Do you have a lot of people watching that?
Yeah, we get about like 600 to 700 people.
Wow, that's more than the joust.
Yeah. And you know what's really cool about our show
is
we don't pass the hat. It's at the end of the day, and so we're like, you know what? You guys have spent all your money.
Did you just not think of passing the hat? It's a real good idea.
I was
That's
in charge
when
of...
people have the most money to give, because they're like, oh, I'm leaving here with $4 in my pocket.
Right.
If only there was a comedy show
yeah.
that doesn't swear at children that I could bring my family to.
Well, they let me negotiate that, so...
Oh, yeah. How much are you paying them?
We pay the Bay Area Renaissance Fair $1,400.
Wow!
To perform there at the end of the day.
That's so thoughtful.
Each day.
Uh-huh.
It's worth it, though. It's really, right. It's expensive.
You're giving back.
We're
giving back.
We just want to help.
So thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should edit this part out, too.
No, why? This is great.
No, it's good, because the money from their show... goes to a good cause. A good portion of it, I'd say about 50% of the money that they pay the Bay Area Renaissance Festival, is donated to Affliction, the clothing line.
Right. Is that the one that they embroider jeans?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of that money goes in that direction.
Right.
So that's good.
Very thoughtful.
That company needs the help.
Is that different than Juicy?
Yes.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Would they be sold at the same store?
Oh, I don't know.
We don't go into those stores, do we?
How do you know so much about mall apparel?
You know what? It's funny because I never shop at the mall. In fact, I never shop ever. I don't know where my clothes came from. I have an entire wardrobe that's a mystery to me. Ooh. They just appeared in my life. I assume it's from other people wandering backstage of the Mud Show, taking showers in my shower, and then leaving their clothes behind. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I get most of my clothes. I have a lot of tube tops.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing you're both like size two.
Yeah, it's a good thing that my brother and I are identical twins because we can wear and share the same clothing.
Yeah. Do you have a? I've always wanted. You have different underpants though, right?
No.
Or do you just like I wear the inside and you wear the outside?
No. Not even that. Nope. There's just a pile of underwear.
See, you wear a lot of underwear on your head.
I can tell the ones that Tuggy has worn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's that?
Because there's extra space in the front.
Oh.
I can tell the ones that Lickety's worn because they're covered in fire ants because he never hangs up his clothes.
Is fire
now
ants?
We have found the definition of passive aggressive.
I win!
Which is what Tuggy has been searching for. He's been searching for the definition of passive aggressive and he's found it.
Fire ants. How big of a problem are they?
I haven't felt anything down there in years, so no big deal for me. No big whoop for me.
Oh, good. I mean, oh, bad. Are you gonna feel any? You think you'll feel anything when now that you have relaxed your body?
We'll see. Tuggy, punch me in the crotch.
Success.
Nothing. I'm upset because I feel nothing.
My turn.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Again.
No.
Again. Again.
No. It's not one of those shows.
That's the rest of this podcast.
No.
I'll do it myself.
Okay. You just hit Lickety again.
Again.
Don't hit Lickety. Stop it.
Come here, come here. Come here, Hob.
No.
Come here.
No. I don't want to.
What do you guys
want
to talk about next?
This one's for the Gipper.
Come on.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to feel.
Yeah.
So how's the show been going for you, Hob?
Oh, thank you. It's been going all right. I have... There's a fella who comes over and hangs out at the bridge. His name's Ryan. He bought a ukulele. He's a real nice kid. Young man, 13 years old. Young man.
His birthday recently.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about him.
He's learning. He's learning a ukulele.
Well, it's good because you're going to need somebody. Eventually, one day, you'll retire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you'll need somebody to...
yeah.
Speaking of which... I never can tell. Are you like 12 years old or like 400 years old? Like, what's your...
I don't know either. I don't know. I remember a lot of stuff.
Right.
You told me a story that you remember the womb.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a young man and I thought it was a funny thing to tell the girls that I was dating, their parents, that I remember the womb, and it freaked them out, and I thought that was really funny. But I brought that up, and then you said you actually do remember the womb.
It was, it's not anything visual. It's more...
Smell?
No, not that either.
Taste?
No, it's, what do you call it? When you touch,
sensory, like
sensory, it's everything was real loud. Everything was real.
That's sound,
right? But also, like you felt it in your bones. This is the way. This is how you can see if you can remember it. Next time you're at, a joust or a washing well show, or you're seeing the White Stripes, if you hang out as close as you can to the speaker. And close your eyes, and it's a lot like that, where you feel sound. I remember that.
What's a speaker?
You mocking me?
No.
Speaker.
Speaker.
Yes.
God.
That's what I said.
I get it.
It's okay. Yeah. I remember that.
But you don't remember what the inside of your mom smells like.
No. No, I don't.
I am glad that I don't remember the womb because I shared it with Tuggy. And I if it was anything like sharing a room outside of the womb.
I'd be like farting in that thing all the time.
He is an animal. He's an absolute animal to live with, to share a room with.
What was it like when you were both conjoined?
Well, we were connected at the pelvis. Everything else was separate. So
I got the Arnold Schwarzenegger of pelvises. You got the Danny DeVito. Right? Is that what you're going to say? You're looking at me like that was what you're going to get.
No.
Okay.
You know that's not what I was going to say.
Then go on.
Okay.
Oh, bummer.
I don't know. You go for it.
I was guessing.
We're going to take another commercial break.
All right. This Hob the Troll episode is brought to you by Old Timey Handlebar Mustaches.
Are you a performer? Do you want to act? Well, guess what? You can only play a 1930s weightlifter or a 1920s barber. Good luck with that, handlebar mustache guy.
Juggle this, stupid.
I think we've made a lot of good progress here.
Did we?
Yeah.
I think if there's anything that we learned from this experience is that Tuggy and I will never split up because neither one of us has anywhere to go.
You're all I got, boo.
You know, you take the good.
Yes.
You take the bad.
Uh-huh.
What do you do after that?
You take them both. And what do you have?
The splatter time, players.
There we are.
Hey, was that the Men in Black theme?
It was. I'm trying to incorporate pop culture references because that's all podcasts do these days. It's like, rather than be funny themselves, it's just like, hey, remember Batman?
Do you have any examples?
Nope. All right, thank you all so much for listening. Where can we find you online?
We have a terrible online presence, if I'm going to be honest with you right now.
I'm normally on the Build-A-Bear webpage. That's where you can find me. I got a huge web presence there.
Nothing but Pornhub for this guy.
Good night.
Hob the Troll presents the Hobcast, produced by Steve O'Dockerson and Steve Hager. Our webmaster is April Janowski. Today's episode featured the Splatter Time Players. Buckety Spuckety is Dan Fox. Dougie Von Schmeckel is Todd Hibler. Hob's theme song is by Corey Eno Ruffin. Like Hob on Facebook, follow him on Twitter at Hob the Troll, and go to hobthetroll.com to click the donate button and to keep this show going.
And check this out. Guess who I am?
Me running.
That's you running.
Good.
Like wet meat in a bag.